Microphone check, mic, microphone checker. That's right, you clicked on the hype side of the Yes Lord Radio Network, and you got the mic check with your host Mikey right here every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 a.m. and then again at 8 p.m. We in the mix right here, bringing you the best in the old school, new school, and the true school. Getting your day popping with these grooves that we dropping. I got my girl Asia in the building.
What's up, everyone?
What's up? Going to be bringing you the 411 a little later on. We're going to be talking about the federal deficit and a whole lot of other stuff. You heard me? We got the truth in the mix. We got Manifest, Canton Jones, V-Rose, and our extra, extra, extra special guest today. Musical guest, I should say, right?
My favorite.
Your favorite. Yours and mine. Everybody's favorite. You heard me? And we got our esteemed producer and engineer. Wait for it. Oh, he getting carried away with it. You heard me? That's right. We having a good time right here on the mic check on the hype side of the Yes Lord Radio Network. We about to pop it off. Yeah, we got TGU coming at you a little later on. We having a ball. We going to kick it right here with the truth. You heard me? Touch it. Good to have you in the building, man.
Just clap your hands. Now, you know we got to talk to all people everywhere on this one.
You're really challenging us to look at ourselves on this one, Trent.
Yes,
well, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I hope y'all ready. On the one. Here we go. One, two.
Was rewritten and the writers put me in it. I wonder how my life would read. With the people that have heard of me, read just to learn of me, be turned away by what they see. Or what they slumping and sofas, blown away and sober, but my life didn't come to belief. But what they do or once over, read the pages of my life, and once it's over, close the book and say, that's not how I wanna be.
That's not how we wanna be.
And that's a sad commentary when I'm buried under the public can see. But I pray that they remember me for walking in integrity, being what God called me to be. And if I leave an impression, man, I hope that I impress them with a life that was clean and free. And I pray that it's not embarrassing when they read my narrative. Once I finally do leave, let's go.
Who lie? Am I more like Cain, full of hatred to my brother a slave? Who lie? Or am I more like Jezebel, sexual in all my ways? Think about it. Who lie? Am I more like Mary, pure, I hold it to the leg in the grave? Or am I more like Abel, able to please God with my ways? Think about it.
Rewritten and the writers put me in it. What would they say about my private life?
What would they say?
Would they say that my commitment to the ministry was strong, but that I never spent time with my wife? What would they say about my character? Would they say I was arrogant and American, full of myself? How would they write about my parenting? Would they say while traveling, I put my children up on a shelf? Would it be positive or negative if everything I ever did was jotted down and read by R? Now you're just talking about the stuff that you could see out on the surface, the stuff that was done in the dark. What the walls could talk when the doors were slapped? Would they say that I was off the chain? Or would it be the complete opposite? Would they say my public and my private life were all the same?
I pray so. Who lie? Am I more like Cain, full of hatred to my brother was slain? Who lie? Or am I more like Jezebel, sexual in all my ways? Think about it. Who lie? Am I more like Mary, pure, holding to the leg in the grave? Who lie? Or am I more like Abel, able to please God with my ways? Think about it.
Written and the writers put me in there. Who would they say that I resemble the most?
Would
it be Joseph or Samson? Both of them handsome. Only one of them was a symbol of hope. And would I be listed among the greats, mentioned among the saints in the hall of faith? Or perhaps be scripted as one of the base, like the product or the product of my own mistakes? Now I know that it's not possible,
but if the book was rewritten, man, I wonder how my life would read.
From 2 years old to my funeral, would I fail or would I succeed? Cause when they write my biography,
what they record about the life and times of man,
it means a lot to me. Cause in the story that I leave them, I am either God's leader or a picture but not to be.
Who am I? Am I more like Cain, full of hatred to my brother a slave? Who am I? Or am I more like Jezebel, sexual in all my ways? Think about it. Who am I? Am I more like Mary, here I hold it till I'm laying in the grave? Who am I? Or am I more like Abel, able to please God with my ways? Think about it. Who am I?
Don't stop clapping your hands, come on. Don't stop clapping your hands.
Who am I?
Don't stop clapping your hands, come on.
You can follow me.
Don't stop clapping your hands.
Who am I?
Don't take a look at yourself, yo.
Follow me now.
Reevaluate your life, yo. Who am I?
Somebody's
making it clear. So what you say?
Who am I? It's your boy Mike E right here on the Mic Check on the Hype Side of the Yes Lord Radio Network every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. Now hit me up with your cards and letters. Send them to MikeCheck at YesLordRadio.com. Get me with your live tweets on the air and I'll tweet you back. You heard me? Right now I'm coming at you. You know me. I got to put this on your little headbang for you. Coming right here from my boy's Manifest, and I'll peep you on the other side.
Time I'll cry lullabies all night, can't sleep. I hear the floors creak, I feel shadows in my room. My friends find another bruise, I'ma end up on the news. I just don't know what to do. God, I'm calling you, send an angel, send two. I wanna move, but I'm trapped in the outer room. I know you hear me, clearly I'm weary. Come and fill me with your power, heal me.
It seems impossible for me to let this go. Find me, I'll be here in my room. I'm thinking you're drinking. Need to get out before you start swinging. Wish I could show you all the pain inside me. It seems impossible for me to let this go.
Manifest with impossible, because it's impossible to keep your laptop on your desk if you don't tie it down. Put a brick on your hard drive, because we rocking it here at the Mic Check, right here on the Hype Side of the Yes Lord Radio Network. All right, it's about that time. It's time for my co-hostie, Lil Asia, to come in with the 411. What's up, Asia?
What's up, y'all? Tonight is the night. CC Winans event that I've been telling y'all about for the past couple weeks is here. Always Sisters Forever Brothers Conference starts today here in Nashville at Belmont Curb Center. You don't want to miss that. If you are just coming in for the concert, you know, that's definitely fine, but it's an awesome conference. I definitely want everyone that can to attend. We'll be there here
We'll be there in the building with the Yes Lord family.
Right, yeah. So look for us. Come say hi, wave, do something, you know. See who we are. You know, that's always funny.
Yeah, now what about this competition that's on BET? You know, we've been slamming Erica and Gina all week.
Sunday Best. We're not going there. No. We're not going there. But
Sunday's Best, we're not going there.
We're not going there.
Okay.
Leandria Johnson, the winner of last season, actually has an album coming out September 6th called The Awakening of Leandria Johnson. She's definitely got some good people, you know, working on that project. I can't wait to hear it. Another thing, different note, we here at the Yes Lord Radio actually won another award. We won the Internet Radio Station of the Year at the Gospel Blue Mic Achievement Awards.
That's what's up. That's how we do it here at the Yes Lord Radio Network. Now we got that put on the shelf next to the Stellas and all the rest of the stuff we got. Hey, and guess what else, Asia? Two people that we rock here all the time, my boys Canton Jones and Lecrae, is going to be at the CC thing too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we got a booth down there. We're going to be hollering at everybody. Y'all come by and say hey to us. We coming back with some more groove right about now. Coming out on the other side, I got the TGU tip time coming right at you. And holler at somebody. Get on your iPhone, get on your iPad. Let them know we on every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Again at 8 p.m. Holler back. I'll see you on the other side.
G.O.D. God, homie. Gay Joe on the mic. Big Black on the track.
Some call him Papa, some call him Jice. Whatever you, he's my star. So
I call him G.O.D.
Simply amazing, all that he's done for me and how he set me free. Give me the victory. You know me and how I used to be. I could have been dead somewhere in the street, but now I'm a church boy, work boy. Some call him Jireh, cause he's a provider. Some call him best friend because he's a rider. He's on the inside of me. One God in the Holy Trinity. That's why I say
some call him Papa, some call him Jice. Whatever you're, he's my star. So
I call him G.O.D. I call him G.O.D. I call him G.O.D. I call him G.O.D.
Some say he's the man upstairs who'll be there no matter when or where. So
I call him G.O.D. I call him G.O.D. I call him G.O.D. I call him G.O.D.
God is my joy and the strength of my life. Strife and gave me a wife and gave me a life and gave me salvation and his son paid the price. And now I'm a grown man crying, cause I get choked up when I think about an innocent man dying. But because of that, I don't have to fry, so I'll serve G.O.D. till the day that I fly. Say,
some call him Papa, some call him Jice. Whatever you're, he's my star. So
I call him G.O.D.
Hey.
I call him G.O.D.
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 Jehovah.
G-O-D, that's my boy Cat'n Jones, straight out to ATL. It's going to be one of the Forever Brothers down at the Always Sisters Forever Brothers Conference this week at the Belmont University Curb Center. Right now, it's about time for TGU, Total Gig University Tip Time. And I'm going to be explaining to you what TGU is really all about in some up-and-coming shows. But right now, you send me your questions to MikeCheck@YesLordRadio.com, and I'll answer them on the air and let you know what's going on. And now, this question this week is coming from Ja'Kai from Houston, and he wants to know, is there really a difference between being gifted and talented? And I'm here to tell you that there definitely is. You take some talented people in the entertainment sports world or whatever, like Charles Barkley, Patrick Ewing, maybe Phil Mickelson, and Golf. Yeah, they're extremely talented brothers, and they have made some achievements in their career. But then you look on the gifted side, like Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, and of course Jocko himself, Michael Jackson. Those boys are gifted. Those are gifts that are good and perfect gifts. Now, the difference is a person that's talented can outwork a lazy, gifted person if you don't work on your gift. But if you work on your gift, much like Jordan and Tiger and Michael did, then, you know, Michael danced all day long, Tiger hit balls all day long, and Jordan took shots all day long. So take the time, work on your talent, work on it every day, perfect it as much as you possibly can. And if you're gifted, you'll know it because the people around you will know it. And the reaction you get from whatever it is you're doing will show you that your gift is manifesting itself through you. And only gifts come from God. Good and perfect gifts come from God, and we want them to use. We want them to be used, rather. Now, that's our tip time, TGU, question of the day from Ja'Kai from Houston. All right? And right now, I'm going to give you a perfect example of what a good and perfect gift sounds like, what it feels like, what it does to your heart, what it does to your mind, what it does to your soul, when it makes your toes tap and your fingers snap and your neck pop. You heard me? This is my man, the one we all knew and loved so much, Mr. Michael Jackson himself, talking to you about that man in the mirror. Let's peep this gift, all right? And I'll hit you on the other side.
I'm gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar bone, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A summer's disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his way. And no message gonna bend any clever.
band, raise your hands right now if you're ready to change. I don't care, you're in your cubicle, you're in your car. Mike Jackson with Man in the Mirror. Wow, Asia. I see what your favorite part of this song
That's
is.
My favorite. My favorite part is.
What is your favorite part?
Ooh.
Ooh. Man, Mike. I mean.
Ooh.
Listen, let me tell y'all, man, I went to see Mike. I can honestly raise my hand and say I have experienced the Michael Jackson thing. And watch, okay, silly. Watch this. Let me tell y'all. Yes, I was crying and screaming and everything, just like them little 13-year-old girls in the front row. Because going to see Mike is an overwhelming experience, I'm trying to tell you. I mean, I've seen Prince, and I've seen the Winans, and I've seen Andre Crouch, and I've seen everybody.
There is none.
None.
Like Michael Jackson.
None like Mike Jackson. Nothing, he's the
no
man.
One.
We loved him. We loved him. We loved him. Through the madness, we loved him. Hey, do yourself a favor, though. Check this out. Go on YouTube and put up Mike's a cappella versions of all of his old stuff when he was like 8, 9 years old. Man, you will not believe it. Specifically, what Asia gotta be there?
Yes, that's
man,
my favorite.
This
yes.
boy was doing this thing
nine
big time.
Old.
Mike, we love you, man. Rest in peace. We getting ready to get out of here. We had a ball today on the mic check right here on the Hype Side of the Yes Lord Radio Network every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. Central Time. You heard me? Let's give it up to our musical coordinator joining us on the show this week. Easy Eve in the mix. She picking out all the tunies with us and helping us put the show together on the time. And also, our esteemed engineer and producer. Wait for it. Yo, he gonna try to get moot on us, Asia, like we don't know what's up. That's all right. We gonna cut that check off. Y'all come back with us. We look forward to hearing from you again. V Rose is going to take us home. Come holler at me and Asia at the Always Sisters Forever Brothers this week.
Yes.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Curb Center. You heard me? Come holler at your boy. Let me know you're in the building. All right. We'll see you next time. V Rose, take us home, girl.
I'm on vacation. Do I am not on vacation.
I was twisting my hair, smacking my gum, tapping my foot. Am I the only one? I was doing too much, rolling my eyes, acting stuck up. I was the only one. And she's supposed to be a Christian, singing about how she's so different. Someday she might be a church girl.
Everybody ooh and ah.
Look, V-Rose is fighting.
I was calling them names, losing control. I didn't care, but what were we fighting for? I forgot who I was, what I stood for. People had respect for me, but nope, not anymore. And she's supposed to be a Christian, singing about how she's so different. Someday she might be a church girl, but now we know the truth. She's worse than me.
now. Think about the time when they hung him high, how they stretched him wide and he died for your seed. Can he resurrect it? Do you reflect it? In your perspective and how you lead?
Got eyes on the left, eyes on the right, right deep in the light. Do they really love Christ?
The truth of the matter that he's coming back here. So let your profession match your actions.
I know they know that's not what Jesus would do. I'm telling you, people are watching you everywhere you go.
I know they know that's not what Jesus would do.